Good afternoon. Welcome to my presentation. I'm Jia Sen Pan. This work is jointly done with my PhD supervisor, Professor Wing-Kin Ma. We are from the Chinese University of Hong Kong. This is the outline of my presentation. In the first part, I will first briefly introduce lattice decoding and motivate our proposed method, the Lagrangian dual relaxation-based lattice decoding method. And then I will use the simulation to demonstrate the performance of our proposed methods. And the final part is summary and extensions. This is the standard MIMO slow models. SC here is the transmitted symbol, which is transformed by the channel matrix HC, and it is corrupted by the noise nu. And with the goal here is that we want to detect the transmitted symbols SC from the received signal YC, given that we know the channel matrix. This signal model captures many applications like spatial multiplexing, multi-user CDMA, and many, many other applications. Here, one important thing is that the constellation of the transmitted symbols SC is QAMs, which means that the real parts and imaginary parts are from the set of plus or minus 1, plus or minus 3, up to plus or minus U. U is an odd number. Then I transform the complex model to an equivalent real model, and the dimensions of this matrix and vectors doubles. We still have this model. Here we can quite conveniently express the constellation set in this form. Here one is an orange vector, and this square is an element-wise square, and also the inequality is an element-wise inequality. So S is an odd integer vector, and each element is bounded between minus U and U. This is the symbol bound. This is the optimum maximum likelihood detection. Let's examine the structure a little bit. First, S is an odd integer vector. This set of all integer vector is transformed by the channel H and become a translated lattice. Also, each element is between the symbol bound. So what the maximum likelihood detection does is to find a lattice point inside the symbol bound that is closest to the received signal Y. This ML detection can be efficiently computed by a sphere decoder. But actually, this problem is an NP-hard problem. The complexity is exponential in the problem size n, which means that we cannot quite efficiently compute this detection when the problem size is large. It is quite well known that the complexity of the sphere decoder relies heavily on the condition number of the channel H. If the channel is better conditioned, the complexity of the sphere decoder is low. So to make the channel become better, one method is to use the so-called lattice reduction. Lattice reduction is to find a unimodular matrix U here such that the transformed channel matrix tilde H become better. Here is a two-dimensional example. This H1 and H2 are two columns of the original channel matrix H. You can see that they are quite close to each other. But after the transformation of the lattice reductions, the new channel vectors become roughly orthogonal, which means that now the channel has become better and the complexity of sphere decoder is lower. But the transformation of the unimodular matrix U also makes things complicated. Originally, we only have this quite simple symbol bound. But after the transformation of the unimodular matrix, the symbol bound become this parallelogram. The current sphere decoder cannot handle this symbol bound, so it is just discarded in the so-called naive lattice decoding. The naive lattice decoding just wants to find a lattice point closer to the received signal, no matter whether it is inside the symbol bound or outside the symbol bound. This is a relaxation because it discards the symbol bounds. This relaxation will degrade the error rate performance. Sometimes the loss in error rate performance can be large. It is shown that this naive lattice decoder may not achieve the optimal diversity multiplexing trade-off. So what should we do to improve the performance of this live lattice decoding? We cannot just explicitly embed the symbol bound. The idea is regularization. This blue term is a regularization term. T is a predefined positive definite matrix. This regularization will penalize the symbol S that is far away from the origin. So it mitigates the out-of-bound symbol effects and also improves the symbol error rates. Quite surprisingly, this regularized lattice decoding can achieve the optimal diversity multiplexing trade-off. And even more surprisingly, a low complexity approximation to this lattice decoder, the so-called lattice reduction aided methods, can also achieve the optimal diversity multiplexing trade-off. One common choice of this regularization matrix T is the MMSC regularization. It is a scale version of the identity matrix. Other than this MMSC regularization, no other regularization is offered in the literature. So we want to find a better regularization to improve the performance of the MMSC regularization lattice decoding. This is the key idea of our proposed method, the Lagrangian dual relaxation-based lattice decoding method. I will first formulate the Lagrangian dual relaxation of the MLMIMO problems. In this formulation, I will treat the regularized lattice decoding as from the real points of a Lagrangian duality theory. Then I will use the projective subgradient method to solve this Lagrangian dual relaxation in the hope to find a better regularization. This projective subgradient method has a very nice interpretation of adaptive regularization to control the symbol bound. This is the primal problem, the original ML problem. Now I define the problem domain as this odd integer vector sets. This is the major difference between our methods and other relaxation methods like semi-definite relaxation. In semi-definite relaxation, the problem domain is a continuous vector space. It is also because of this discrete problem domain definitions that our formulation can preserve the structure of lattice decoding. Now, following the standard Lagrangian duality theory, we define the Lagrangian function with a non-negative lambda. Lambda is the Lagrangian multiplier. Here, d lambda is a diagonal matrix with the small lambda in its diagonals. Then we minimize the Lagrangian function over all odd integer vectors. And this d lambda is the dual function. For all non-negative lambda, this d lambda is the lower bounds of the optimal objective value of the primal problem. So we maximize this dual function over non-negative lambda. Now we have a max-min Lagrangian dual relaxation problems. You can see that the last term is irrelevant in the inner minimization. So we just move it outside and call this inner minimization phi lambda. So we have the Lagrangian dual relaxation in this form. Here the inner minimization is a diagonally regularized lattice decoding. D lambda is a diagonal matrix. The Lagrangian dual relaxation controls the dual variable lambda, which means that it controls the regularization. The Lagrangian dual relaxation trying to find the best diagonal regularization to approximate the ML problem. For naive lattice decoding, lambda is just zero low regularization. For MMSC regularization, lambda is a scale version of all one vector. So the naive lattice decoding and MMSC lattice decoding can be viewed as particular instances of our Lagrangian dual relaxation. Because the Lagrangian dual relaxation trying to find the best diagonal regularization, so by solving this Lagrangian dual relaxation, we can get a better regularization. Here, d lambda is a non-differentiable function. One method to deal with this kind of non-differentiable maximization is the projective subgradient method. This block diagram shows the three steps in each iteration of the projective subgradient method. Suppose now we are at the kth iteration and we have lambda k. Then we evaluate the do function d lambda at lambda k. It involves solving the regularized lattice decoding regularized by the regularization parameter lambda k. Then we have the solution sk of the lattice decoding problem. Then we use this sk to calculate the subgradients and then update the durable lambda k. Here, the insights behind this projective subgradient method is that this projective subgradient method actually is an adaptive regularization by updating the dual variable according to the quality of the solution SK. This equation shows how we update the dual variable lambda k. Suppose now we are at lambda k, then we walk along the subgradient direction with a predefined step size alpha k. Then we make a projection to the non-negative orthon because lambda is non-negative. Given that we have already solved the lattice decoding problem regularized by lambda k, we can actually very easily calculate the subgradient gk. It can be just computed by this equation. Sk is the solution of the lattice decoding problem. Our projective subgradient method has a very nice interpretation of adaptive symbol bound controls. These are the three steps you have just seen in one iteration. Suppose now we are at lambda k and sk is the solution of the regularized lattice decoding problem. If one element of this solution is outside the symbol bounds, which means that this is square is larger than u square, then that element of the subgradient is larger than zero and the regularization is larger, which means that we want to add more penalization in the hope that at next iteration, the solution of the lattice decoding will be inside the symbol bound. Similarly, if one element is inside the symbol bound, the regularization is decreased. Everything seems very nice so far, but actually this lattice decoding problem is an NP-hard problem. Fortunately, there are many low complexity, sophisticated approximations to the lattice decoding problem. To lay a field, dating back to 2002, it has been proposed, this lattice reduction AD method has been proposed to approximate the lattice decoding problem. Note that this method combined with regularization is shown to achieve the optimal diversity multiplexing chain off. To further reduce the complexity, we can eliminate the lattice reduction and just use a decision feedback. There are also many other approximations. For a recent survey, please refer to this Maxim paper. In our simulation, we use these two stopping criteria. First, I set the maximum number of iterations as 10, and I also stop the algorithm when the difference between two iterations is very small. Here shows the simple error rates of the proposed method. The problem size is 16 and the constellation is 16 quorums. This red line is the MMSC lattice decodants, and the blue line is our proposed method combined with lattice decodants. You can see that the MMSC lattice decoding is very close to optimal, and our proposed method only gives a very small improvement. Let's take a look at the complexity. The SNR is 22 dB, the problem size varies from 2 to 30. You can see that the complexity of the ML sphere decoder increases very fast, exponentially fast. The complexity of lattice decodants is much lower than the complexity of the ML sphere decoder. Let's turn to the approximation case. This shows our proposed method combined with the lattice reduction AD decision feedback method, this line, and our proposed method combined with a lazy decision feedback method, this line. You can see that our proposed method can give more than 3 dB improvement compared to the conventional MMSC counterparts, and the complexity of all these methods are just polynomial. And you can also see that the complexity of our proposed method are 2 to 10 times of the MMSC counterparts. You may think that 2 to 10 times are, well, very high. But take a look at the number of iterations. The problem size is still 16, from moderate to high SNR, from about 21 dB to 30 dB. Our proposed method only requires about 4 to 2 iterations, which are quite small. To conclude, we have proposed a Lagrange dual relaxation-based lattice decoding method. And our Lagrange dual relaxation can incorporate the naive lattice decoding and MMSE lattice decoding. To get a better regularization, we use the projective subgradient method to solve the Lagrange dual relaxation. And this projective subgradient method has a very nice interpretation of adaptive symbol bound control. Simulation shows that our method combined with the LIDF and LACDF can give significant performance improvements. These are some extensions that have been done. We mainly focus on complexity reduction. Actually, we can find a better starting point than the MMSC, and the number of iterations is almost one iteration from moderate to high SNR. And we can also use the information of the previous iteration to compute the current iteration. We can further reduce the complexity by about 30 to 40%. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, we have quite a bit of time for questions.
Your algorithm, can you apply it to constellations other than QAM?
Because our method is based on lattice decoding, and other constellation, if it cannot form a lattice, I think there is no good chance to apply to that constellation.
Any more questions? Well, seeing as we have a little bit of time, I think I'd like to encourage you to look towards the front of your book, and you may find our presenter's author at the front of the book as well as in the back on this session, because he was one of the winners of the Student Paper Award for ICAS. So I think we should make good use of this time and congratulate him. Well done.
Thank you very much.